Back your day, the tow away, Robert Shelley, it's drum.
Oh, actually, can I get one of them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good morning, everyone. A big shkayach. It's always a pleasure to come and speak, and for those that are watching over Zoom as well. It's something which, Rosh, I think we're all used to. The reason why this sugya really came up for me is because I work for Aish, so I spend a lot of my time speaking to different students, often different doctors that I met that were former students of ours, and normally the topic of the day is what's going on in the world, is Corona, and what often comes up is the shaila of the ethics that the country has, and versus the ethics of what either the press is saying or the government, whatever's happening nowadays, whatever's popular. And there were a few specific shilas that had come up, both in an individual level. So talking about an individual, and these are some shilas which people have heard. Who comes first when it comes to different tipulim, when it comes to Lamoshal, the very famous one that was coming out was, which was, they were speaking about already March time, April time, was who comes first when it comes to a ventilator, how do we assess, when there's a limited amount of ventilators, how do we assess it? I remember the NHS, this was at the beginning, that was the whole tagline of the NHS, it was stay at home, save lives, protect the NHS, and it almost... Yeah, a lot of people were pointing out that seems to be, there was a Seda Adifus. So the first thing was stay at home, then save lives. In order that, you can save the NHS, meaning that the goal was to save the NHS. And if you can save lives, then it's all the better. But the shaila is, even on that, meaning even the tzorech of a yochid versus the tzorech of a rabbim, but etzem, that's also a shaila. It's also been spoken about by poskim and in the sugyos, whether a yochid has more precedence over a rabbim, or whether, meaning, does someone have to worry about the yochid, or maybe the yosod is always to care for the health of the rabbim. That's mamash a shaila. Another question, which mamash came up the past couple of weeks, is the shaila of... So it's not on who gets kedimus when it comes to, because Baruch Hashem, it seems that we're not yet at that situation. Who knows what's going to happen once the government opens up for 3 weeks during the whole Chagah period. We don't know whether, chas v'shalom, we might be forced to ask these questions again. But the shaila which has come up is with regards to the new vaccines that have come out. Because obviously all the countries in the world are trying to bid to try and leash out these give out these vaccines, distribute them. And the shaila is whether we can go through the sugyos, and I'm not coming from this halacha l'maisa, I'm not a posuk, I'm not coming to paskan dinei nefashos. However, something which probably quite interesting you can actually see from these sugyos is what is the ethics, what are the yesodos of the rabbim, what does the rabbim need to do? Can they protect? Do they need to protect their own rabbim? Lamoshal, can one country decide to vaccinate their entire population if Lamoshal, somewhere else, another country, they won't be able to vaccinate the ones that are more at risk? Right? Now, it's very important to maybe take this away from the Shaila Pikuach Nefesh, because we're talking about a vaccine. The vaccine is preventative. So if someone's in the mats of a Pikuach Nefesh, the vaccine won't help. But nevertheless, I think we still see the same yisodis from the Gemara. And we'll go through a few Gemaras which discuss this inyan and the way the poskim come out with them. And hopefully we'll come out with, if not halacha l'maisa, but we'll come out definitely with a good deher and a cook on how we're supposed to be dealing with this. So let's go to the first shaila which we mentioned, which is the shaila of... You have a Jewish doctor, and I've had this question with a couple of Jewish doctors around the country, like young doctors who are just starting, and their whole medical school I speak to them in university. So the whole medical school is they spend loads of time discussing the ethics, like the ethics of triage. Triage is the idea of who do you, when you have different responsibilities, who do you, what's our responsibility to first? Now the shaila is, obviously we know that there's, that in halacha there's sugyos about this. There's sugyos about whose responsibility first, and there's a very famous Gemara in Horius, which we won't go to, it speaks about a whole different things. Koyen, Talmud, Chacham, Av, Aim, Ish, Isha, it goes through all those things. Lemaisa, all those shaylas, most places can hold on mute legabe for nowadays, because nowadays we don't have the koyach to be able to decide that anyway. We don't know who's a Talmud Chacham, we don't know who's a bigger Talmud Chacham, we don't know whether a lady's got more tzarich for the rabbin than a man. So most poskim can say that that's not something which we go by nowadays. However, the dinei nefashot is something which we do, which we do have the power to be able to paskin. And these shaylos have come before poskim. So I think the first gemara we see is a famous gemara. Everyone's heard it. The shaila is the gemara in Bava Metzia, Samach Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Shnayim shohim mahalchim b'derech, u'biyad echad kitten shalmayim." So two people are going on a journey, and one person has his own personal flask of water. Im shoysim, if he drinks this water, shneim meisim, they both die. Why? Sorry, im shoysim shneim meisim. If they both drink, then they die. V'im shoysa echad mehem, if one of them drink, magia liyishuv, then he'll be able to get to the next yishuv. Sure. No, it's fine, I've got it over here. He'll be able to get to the next yeshuv. By the time he gets to the next yeshuv, he'll be able to have some more, and he'll be able to live. Dorash ben Petura. So this is the pashas of the sugya. We know ben Petura says, "Mutav sheyishtu shneim v'yomusu v'ad yirechal mihem v'misotu shel chaveri." It's better that both of them should drink, and then one of them shouldn't see the other person dying, meaning that one person shouldn't take responsibility for another person dying as a result of him drinking it all. Ad Shabor Rabbi Akiva. So this seemed to be the pashas of the sugya, until Rabbi Akiva came along, and Rabbi Akiva came up with a chedesh. It says, V'chai yochicho imoch, that your brother should live with you, and v'chayecho koidmin l'chayi chavercho. You understand that even when it's imroch, even when it's with you, chayecha koidmin, your own life comes first. And the Gemara, we learn that from here. Pashtus, the Gemara seems, at least Shitas Rabbi Akiva over here, holds that chayecha koidmin, and that's how we know the widespread idea when it comes to your life, another person's life, chayecha koidmin. And so the Chari in this case, it seems to be straightforward that if there's two people, and we had the koyach to be able to decide who gets to receive treatment first, or who gets to receive, chas v'shalom, in this case, a ventilator first, whatever it is, then a person himself has to make sure that chayecha koidmin, has to make sure he gets in. And what's very important to realize is also that there's no nafkamina if it's what age the person is. That's definitely not a shayla. There are different shaylas when it comes to this, which we'll see in a second, but there's no nafkamina legabe age. There's I don't know where it is on the sheets, but there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which also people may have heard of. Retziach Gufa Minole Svilon Dahudas Lekame De Rabba Amale Amli Mora De Rabba Zil Kotle Le Palge Viloi Kotle. I either kill someone else or I'll kill you. Amale Lekotluch Viloi Lekotle. Let yourself be killed. If you Taka have the decision to be able to actively kill someone else, you have to let yourself be killed. Because who said that your blood is redder? Maybe that person's blood is redder. Meaning that we don't have the koyach to be able to evaluate life, and therefore a person needs to let himself. Means a person has to let himself. But the doctors don't have the koyach to be able to evaluate whose quality of life, who's more important, the politician. We don't have the koyach to be able to decide that by ourselves. So, going back to that sugya. According to Ben Vatura, it would seem that if two people come to hospital, then we have to work out a way of splitting it between them, at least splitting the treatment, and none of them are able to claim first rights to the treatment. Oh, now, where the real shaila comes, in this case, which unfortunately is a shaila which Poskim have had to deal with over the years, and we may have even been nageya to people we know, is the shayla of chay olam versus chay isha. So you have two people. One person, he comes to the hospital, he has a machla, and he has, you know that you can prolong his life by whatever it is, a month, a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, ad yud beis chodesh. Another person, you know that if you give him this treatment, it will work forever. What's the halacha? What do we go by? So, lachora this is something which when it comes to this sugya, it seems to be that Ben Patura would hold the same thing. He would hold that one person's life is not better than the other. On the contrary, this sugya mamish seems to be a shaila of chaye shor. The Ben Patura says they both need that they should both have chaye shor over a case of chaye olam. That's what it seems to be. Although the Shulchan Aruch paskens, he says that a person needs to make sure that he comes first. So he paskens chayecha koidmin. I'll just read the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerideya Siman Rishon Beis says, "Hu v'aviv v'rabbi v'shevi hu koidmin v'rabbi v'rabbi koidim v'aviv." This is quoting the Gemara, which we don't have, the Gemara that the Mishnah in Harius, which goes through all the different types of people, and it says that a person comes before his rov. A person's life comes first. Even so, we hold that a person that chayecha koidmin takes precedence. However, that's only when people are equal. That's only when there's two people that are equal, which mustama nowadays isn't so widespread when it comes to hospital, because everyone has a whole background, and we're not able to make these decisions. But lamaisa, two people are equal and they come at the same time, then the halach is you'll have to follow Ramosha Paskin's and the Poskim Paskin that you'll have to follow. You'll have to give it to the Chayei Olam, the person that's going to live long term versus the short person. That's very important to note. This doesn't nothing to do with age. The 70-year-old, if he comes first, mitzad seida kedimus and mitzad eim avir in amitz, so you have to give it to him before the 20-year-old. If he comes first, it's nothing to do with age. It's nothing to do with where the person could be 110. It's nothing to do with age. The shaila is only if you know that this refuah will help, but it will prolong it either for a short term or do it for a long term. Now this is all very good when it comes to a yochid, right? So I'm just trying to. Is there a spare one of those sheets? Sorry. I'm trying to work out where we are. Okay. Alright. So that's very good when it comes to a yochid. The question is, what about when it comes to a tzibur? Is there this din of chayecha koidmin on a national level? Meaning, can we say the whole of England, can the government of England, or maybe Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's more of a shayla, I know that they've secured a deal with the Moderna vaccine very early in the day, so it could be that Zestaka and Negei Halacha Lemaisa. Can they say that Chayecha Koidmin of our whole country comes before another country? And therefore, forget about Bailus, because that may interfere, like who owns it, but therefore, if we have the ethical responsibility to make sure that every single person in this country gets vaccinated, and even before another country, who cares what's happening over there? Or do we say not? Or do we say no? It's toil on all the. You have to assess each individual versus another individual. So there's a Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara says, "Mayin shel b'nei ha'ir." You have a spring, a water, a river that belongs to one town. Chayehem v'chayei acherim. And the shaila is between their life or another life. There's two towns that feed from the same well, the same spring of water. Chayehem koidmin l'chayei acherim. Their life is before another life. That means that they can make sure that they have water to drink. We'll see the run in a second. That they have to make sure that they have water to drink. And the run says, Mayin shel b'nei ha'ir, ha'yotze be'ir. So it goes out in the town. Chayim chaya achirin, chayim kodmin chaya achirin. Their lives come first. Shem eino maspik l'shtios kulon. If there's not enough for all to drink, shtioson kodemes the chayim kodmin. Their drinking is first because their life comes first. And he brings the Gemara Baruch Mitzia that says, it seems to be mafurish from the Ran, that the Ran understands that this sugya is mamish, that sugya over there, and he seems to be the Rabbanan of Paschim like Rabbi Akiva, that v'chayachichayimach means it applies on a national level. Now, let's continue the Gemara. The Gemara says, Behemtom kodemus behemus achirim. Their behemus come first to another, to come before another town. Kvisoson, their washing, or kvisos achirim, and another town's washing. That means they have enough for drinking. They have enough for their behemus. They don't have enough to have their clothes clean. Then what happens? Kvisoson kodemus the kvisos achirim. Their washing, their kvisa, their laundry comes before another town. Now, what about chayachim kvisoson? What about other people's lives and their laundry? So they've got enough for their life. They've got enough for even possibly even for their behemoths. What about their? But they don't have enough for their laundry, and another town hasn't got enough for drinking. Chayachirim koidmin kvisoson. The other life comes before that, and we can understand this. Now that we understand this, it's poshut because it's only a din. This is all a din in either pikuach nefesh or it's a din. At least when there's a shaila of a chayachichayimach, but luxuries or things that are doesn't include. Rabbi Yosi says, "Kvisoson kodemus l'chayah achirim." Their washing comes before another town. Their washing comes before. Now, what's pshat in Rabbi Yosi? So we have to see later in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Did I bring the? Do I have the Gemara later? We'll see the Ran. What does the Ran say? Rabbi Yosi Yomer kvisoson shel oisa e." Kedemus to Shdiyosan Shabaniya Acheres, the Svirla, Rabbi Yis, the Kiv and Mnias Kvisa Ikatsara Tuva, Chaye Nefeshu. Because if they refrain from doing laundry, eventually it'll have a toll on their, it'll have a tremendous amount of tsar. It's called Chaye Nefesh. Now, it seems to be, from the Pashas of this figure, it seems to be that according to Rabbi Yis, it's not a Shaila of the Gemara, at least the Maskona of the Gemara, and I think I bring the Maskona, there's a the money, I think this is the Lashon of the Ran, the money masya lidei shamume, that the filth brings towards loss of mind, mental health. When in your clothes you have dirt, because you don't wash them, and you wear them when they are dirty, it brings you towards complete, like, people will just go absolutely crazy, there'll be a massive mental health epidemic. Now, it seems to be, when I saw this Gemara, it seems to be, this is much like, this is the Shaila, and this is the Shaila which we're dealing with, and the Shaila is that, for the sake of the national economy, for the sake of the mental health of the rabbin, according to Rabbi Yossi, he would say that, no, it comes first, it doesn't matter that another city comes first, if there's things which will come towards Shamum, or mamash bring it towards to that people mamash go crazy, then you have to make sure that your ear has got a din of chayecha kodmin. Your ear has got a din of chayecha kodmin, and that possibly may make a massive nafka mina halacha that I'm not paskining, but I think this may be something which they have to contend with, that if there's something which will bring towards shamun and we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, we'll have to see how we. I think I brought the Rav Achaigon, who says, the Amar Shmuel, I think the Shul just brings it down. That seems to be, at least Rabbi Yosi, it seems to be that we're choshish for it, at least. So if that's the case, there's definitely Yeshama Lismoich, that the whole town, the whole country is able to make sure that they get vaccinated in order, if they think, and the professors and the whole country decides, that they might come towards complete loss of mind if they don't roll it out on a national level. Lemaisa, there's a shaila on how to learn that Gemara. There's a shaila on how to learn that Gemara. Because the question is this machloikus, is it mamish the same sugya, or is this a slightly different sugya? Meaning, Rabbi Yosi, Pashtus, Rabbi Yosi is very shver. How is it possible, even if it brings to Shaman, Lemaisa, Pekach Nefesh, how is it possible that Pekach Nefesh is going to take that another person's kvisa is going to take precedence over pikuach nefesh, just life and death. This is mamash everything which we live by. Sorry? Does arvus come into this idea of? I mean, the chayra. By the way, arvus applies equally to all yidden. So this is always a so this is pashtus. The sugya is talking about bnei ir and bnei acheres. They're both yidden. Yeah. So this is all about. This is all about arvus, but arvus is, I think, lower down in the level. We're talking before that. We're talking about pikuach nefesh. Arvus is often when it comes to mitzvahs. What's your? I mean, it could apply to life, but it's. But I think pikuach nefesh is a stage further. It's more prominent. It's first on the question. If that makes sense. The haflor says. The haflor asks this question. And the Haflah says that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that the machlokus between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi is mamish kapashtos, like you said. How is it possible that one city is able to give their whole city laundry whilst another is going to they're mamish going to die? And therefore he says it has to be that in this case the second city is not going to die of thirst. The shayla is the shayla of tircha. And you're mechuyev to be tereach first. I think that's probably more nageh for our shayla over here. It's not a shayla of a national. I mean, at least at this stage, Baruch Hashem, it's not a shayla of mamash pikuach nefesh. It's a shayla of who comes first and say that adifus. Who's a bigger tereach for? It's very important for us to get back on the road. We have to get things back and back up and running again. And the shayla over here, it's a shayla of making sure that you are at least chayecha koydmin will still tell you that. You need to make sure that your city can get back on can get back onto the road, and you don't need to worry about another town's tircha. But the Maizah is something very interesting. The Netziv takes this even further, and the Netziv says that the Gemara in Baba Metzia. Let's go back. The Gemara in Baba Metzia is a machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Ben Petura. Whether Rebbe Akiva and Ben Petura, machlokes is. When one person, when there's two people, there's one flask of water. Who's going to do they share it or do they split it out? Do they share it or can one drink it themselves? So he says that Ben Batura is not saying that if one person will drink it, the other person is definitely going to die. He doesn't learn it's a case of a vadai and a safek. Yeah, a vadai or they're both going to die. A chayon and a chayishol. He's not discussing that. Even in that Gemara, it's talking about that if they both drink, there's a tzad they might both live. And because it could be that they'll both drink and they'll find water a bit later. Who says they won't find water? You never know. And therefore, that's why, even according to Ben Batura, it's important that we give them both a chance. And it's better that they both stay in a matzav of Suffolk than one person stays in a matzav of Vada. It's not a case of stam. Both of them are only going to live for a short time. Chayisho, another person is going to live forever. Because that would be more poshy. He says, no, it's not talking about that. It's talking about that there's a sofik versus a vadai, and a sofik of two people takes precedence over a vadai of one person, because who said maybe they're going to find it?
If they both drink, they will die.
So it seems to be that Flo's learning, that it doesn't mean that's a vadai. It means there's a tzad. Yeah. Let me see the lotion. Veneer the vada in a dame second summer kiss behema. Sorry. Okay. Well we'll look at it inside. But Pashtas, that's the way you understand it. So what does Rebbe Akiva hold in that case? Rebbe Akiva holds no, Chayecha Kreitmin, your vadai, your certain pikuach nefesh comes over another person. Now he says, very interesting, he says that this same thing would apply in this case. He holds that these sugyos are mamash deima. He says that most people in Ochanami can survive without clean water. But if they all, if you deprive the entire city of water for laundry, and therefore it will lead to a dangerous situation. So he says therefore like this. The Rabbonon hold, like Ben Petura, and they hold that even though there may be a dangerous situation if people don't have water for laundry, nevertheless, they still need to share their water. Why? So that nobody will die of thirst. They need to make sure that everyone survives. Everyone's equal. But Rabbi Yossi, who holds that no, their peace comes first, because he holds like Rabbi Akiva. He holds that Chayecha Kodmin, and the people of the city aren't mechuyev to share their water, even if the chance of that they might come to Shamum is very small. Even so, they don't need to share their water. So Imamish learns that these sugyas are mamish doma to each other. And if that's the case, then we'd go back, I guess, to the national machlokes, which is that the tzorech of a yochid and the tzorech of the rabbim are mamish equal to each other. They mamish have the same things, and therefore you'd have to if there's mamish a shaila of shaman on a national level, then you need to make sure that it's not that. Sorry, if there's mamish an idea of shaimim, so lemoshal in our case, there's a national they're talking about. If they mamish keep on this lockdown until after the New Year's, until after their festivals and everything, then there will be a national health pandemic. The whole country will just go insane. So they're allowed to say, as a result, if their science is right, obviously, they're allowed to say, fine, we have to make sure to roll out all our citizens and make sure that, and this will be a din of chayecha kodmin on a national level. Masha Inkein, if that's not the shaila, if the shaila is just who do I give to first, it's just a shaila of each yochid, then possibly they might, meaning if they don't have that svara, then maybe you'd have to say, no, it's the idea of chayein, and it's the idea of, it's not a kvisoson, it's the idea of kvisoson and chayei acherim, their needs versus the chayim of the future, of the other people, and because it's not a shayla of chayei nefesh, you'd have to make sure that you give it to the other people, that the other people, other countries, get hold of the vaccines in order to protect the people that are much, much more vulnerable. Just to finish off, if we've got a minute, I saw a very interesting question on the parasha, which I thought maybe is at least in the theme of things, that it says, that Yaakov, what happens? He stopped at the place. He knew it was the Midrash, and he took me avnei amokim, the yosim arashesof. And the question is, why did he do it? Rashi says because he was scared of the chayros. So I heard B'shem Reb Dessler. He says, I don't understand. What happened? Suddenly these stones started fighting. He says, I don't understand. If the doimims, yeah, we know there's four different madrigas. There's doimim, Tameach, Chaim, Adaber. If the domims if the rocks in that place had this level that they were able to realize a lion yet sadik esroishoi, then the chayas, which are two madrigas above that, like kol shaken, like why are they going? Why are they so? Why was Yaakov worried? He was going to get eaten by chayas rois. What's the tzad? So he says something unbelievable, an amazing thought, amazing limit. He says that often, our chiyuv is to protect ourselves. He says, often, the thing which we're using the most to protect ourselves sometimes has got the ability to be able to mamsh lead us faket. So he says, the doimim will always blibe a doimim. A doimim hasn't got enough creativity. So even if it comes to Madriga, it'll stay a doimim. He says, Masha Einkein, every level you go up, so it's a meach, a chai, and a koshkan, a medaber, the more kuchas we have, the more danger we put ourselves at. And therefore, the chayas rois, even though be'etzem they could have saved him, but they had the same risk of attacking him. And therefore, when it comes, what he takes out of here, which maybe is a limit for us, he says that when it comes to a lion yach tzadik, or when it comes to us protecting ourselves, then we need to make sure that we're at least being soymuch on the me'avni amokim, on the pashtas, on the things which we know are there, the things which are solid, the avni amokim, and we shouldn't let possibly our creativity and everything, make sure that we put ourselves, chas v'shalom, in a matzav of sakona. A big shkoyach, thank you very much.